I used to run, I was one of the big Packet mogul radio stations back when Packet was busy, when it was active. I had an emergency radio station at the Northville State Police Post, and I was in there always trying to program and make it better. On Packet Radio, you could gigapete from one station to another if you get to your destined station. And the way we set it up in Northville was, if you gigapeted to Lansing, you would have to gigapete through the Northville MSP, and it went in one hop. It made Lansing. No gigapeting in between, except for my station, which at the time was N8FZT2 and I think 7. I had on 145.01, 07, and I think 03. I had one on 2 meters, 220, and on 440. It was a lot of fun back then, back in the day. It was great. The county bought me all radios, Kenwood radios, at 2570 for 2 meters. Wait, at 70 watts, it's something else. You heat it fast. I had to put muffin pans in every radio. A 3530 on 220 and a, can't remember the model number on the UHF radio. I think it was a 25-watt UHF dual bander, the TW4000. I never burned up the TW4000 over the 2570, but the 3530 one day, the computer got hot, the fan quit on it, and it went into an overload thing, and it stuck the transmitter on the high power. Dead carrier. Someone came into Michigan Radio, because I used to work there, said, hey, your 220 station has been transmitting for like 6 hours. And I'm like, well, gee, thanks for letting me know. Why didn't you call? But I ended up leaving that day early and going down there to... I mean, I'm surprised it didn't set off the fire suppression units in the room that it was in. I mean, you could smell it. As soon as I got to the door with the key, you could smell that cooking electronics type of thing. WIDX. And I got in there and I couldn't even touch the radio to shut it off. I had to turn all the power supplies off and give it a chance to cool down. The computer was toast. It was donated by MSP, so I got that out of there and I put another XT in its place. And then later on went to a computer show that following weekend and bought a couple of 386 SXs with monster fans on them. Never had the problem again.